Home store inspection.
Hello, I'm looking for David Ferriolo.
Who's this?
This is Dale from Local Splash.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. So I'm calling in because I'm not sure if you remember, but we had a conversation last month about your account with us because you were looking to cancel.
Yep.
Right. And, of course, I wanted to talk to you because we talked about what we could do to at least try to get you more leads coming in over the course of the month. We gave you a free month to as well so that we can at least work out trying to get you a better placement and get you more leads coming in. And I wanted to get an update from you or check progress with you. Were you able to see any difference? Did your phones ring a little bit better compared to previous months?
I mean, I not received the lead yet. So the people that have called me or have found me on Facebook so far, I am showing a little higher than what I was showing last time, but I'm on page, like, I think that was the bottom of page 2 I'm showing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not in that first page.
I see. Right.
Do you see it on your, can you see it on your end? Like, if you search for my business?
That's correct. Of course, I checked before I called you, and there was a difference compared to how it was previously, because last month, what I did was, of course, we've been trying to get you better placement by generating traffic to your profile on Google, creating posts, optimizing the profile and stuff. But also we contacted Google and asked them what seems to be the problem, why we're not ranking any higher based on the things that we have already done. And it seems that Google stopped responding at all. They're saying that they can assist us further in terms of increasing our ranking or trying to help you get your placement even higher, because they're saying your information is already there and they can't really do anything in terms of manipulating it. The system will do its job in trying to get you better placement, but if it's not working, then their hands are tied. That's what they say.
Right now, while we're talking, I put in home inspection near me, and I put in the zip code that I'm in.
Right.
So there's the, what do you call them? There's the Google Guarantee people, so forget about them. After the Google Guarantee people, it's showing Noble Property Inspector. They're showing Florida Property Inspections, and they have less reviews than I do.
Yeah.
Then below that is Master Inspections, and they have less than me as well. Then there's Parish Home Inspections. They have less than me as well. Then this Target Home Inspection, they have like 3,600, so they deserve to be there, I guess. Waypoint, then there's Hope, then there's Peace of Mind, New Beginnings, Home Check, SWF, then there's Owl Inspection with only one review, and then there's Release Services, LLC, and that's it.
Right. Yeah, so over the course of the month that we gave you the free month, we've been back and forth with Google in terms of what's going on, why we're not ranking any better, and the last email that we got from them was, I think, a few days ago, and that's them saying that they're already done. Or it's a system that would automatically do it, and they're just suggesting to continue optimizing and creating posts at the end. That's what we've been doing so far. There's really no change at all since the last conversation that we had. Now, of course, we've tried our best. We really did everything that we could. But it's really not affecting.
I want to ask you a different question.
So sure,
let's say, how would I become like Google Guaranteed?
Good question. So that's a separate service wherein it's like Google Ads, or if you're familiar with, what do you call this? Angie's leads, right?
Yeah.
So with Angie's, you pay Angie's per lead that they forward you. But this time, instead of having a separate platform, it's coming from Google directly. So it's a guaranteed lead that Google will be forwarding you, and you'll be charged for every lead that they will be forwarding.
I got you.
Yeah. So of course, it depends on the type of service that you do, the area that you're in, and the type of competition that you're in as well. So it depends on the pricing or the bracket or per lead that you will be paying, would highly depend on, the competition as well. So if let's say, for example, the number one person on home inspections in your area is spending this much, then either you would have to spend that much as well to get the leads that they're getting, or you would settle to be number two or number three.
I got you.
Yeah.
And do you know, like, approximately, like, what that would cost a month?
Good question. So it really depends on how much you would want to spend, because it's a completely different thing with local SEO. Because with what your current package now is, you're paying, and then you're just putting your information out there, and hopefully it sticks, right? That's technically how that works. But the other way is you will pay, there's a setup fee. I think it's $250. Don't quote me on the exact amount. But that's technically how much it would be to set it up. And then ranging from $5 to $15 per lead that they will be forwarding. And again,
I've done Angie. I've done Angie's leads when I first started, so I know exactly what it's like. So
okay.
You know, I have an idea. And that's about what Angie charges as well. So.
Right. And again, don't quote me on the exact amount, because it changes depending on the service and the area, but it's roughly around that price point. Now, and again, it's a budget kind of thing. So if you don't want to spend more than $500 a month for leads, then
I can cap it.
Yeah,
I got you. I mean, I'd rather spend the extra money on not paying for leads than just being, you know, like on the first page somewhere. You know what I mean? Like,
because
I know, like, when people go to look, they know what those green stars, the green checks mean, that they're Google guaranteed. So they know that Google, they have to pay for that. So then I know that people will look at the people below those, and those are the people that are really actually going to get called, you know what I mean?
Right. Another option would be Google Ads then. So the green check, of course, are Google guarantees, and yeah, you're correct. People are going to search, me personally, I don't really click on those as well, especially if I'm looking for a service. I go to the next one without the green check. So another thing is Google Ads. So it's a different kind of thing, but it's still an additional or a separate package.
Right.
It's pay-per-click. So every time somebody clicks on your ad on Google, you'll get charged regardless if it's a converted lead or not. But the good thing about Google Ads is that you are guaranteed that you'll be on the top of the list. It will say sponsored, though, on whenever somebody searches, let's say, home inspection. So instead of going to the map, let's say, for example, somebody, or they didn't really go to the map, if it's a Google Ads, regardless if they're looking wherever they're looking on Google, if it's a Google ad, then your information will show up.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are the options. So my suggestion for now, it depends on what you would want to do. I can put a pause on the account for now, and maybe we can talk about what you would want to do next time. Because your billing is tomorrow. I don't want you to be paying for a service that you're not really confident in getting the what you're supposed to be getting.
Let me ask you another question. So
sure.
Let's say we run it for another month.
Okay.
What would happen in one extra month that I run the service? Mm-hmm.
My suggestion is yes, we can do that.
Yes.
We can follow up, or we can go back to Google, and hopefully they would respond differently this time.
Okay.
In helping us in getting a better understanding. What else?
My objective at the end, whether it's with you or with somebody else, is to be on that first page, you know what I mean?
That's true. That is true.
If I have to go reset up everything again, and, mm-hmm. you know, I get the same results from the other person, it doesn't really help me. And
That's true.
I'm very loyal, too, so I'm the type of person that if I'm with somebody, I stay with somebody.
That's true. And I do notice that you've been with us for 8 months now, and this is the first time that we had this type of conversation. Definitely quite alarming as well. It seems that Google is not really doing any investigation or anything different to help us in getting a better standing. Because, as you said, even if you move to somebody who does the same service as us, they are still going to be working with Google. And if Google is not doing their part, then you'll just be wasting your time. So it's up to you. If you want to, because we can definitely get that billed for next month, starting tomorrow, I'll put in the request for Google to double check. Hopefully we can get a different answer. I'll check back into the account. I'll man this account like every week to see what we can do differently. And if you want to touch base after before the month is up as well, then we can get that done.
All right, so let's do that. So let's do it. Okay. Let's try another month. Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, try your best. Because I know, listen, I've been in your end of the industry as well, so I know what it's like. It's emails to people that don't look at emails, and voicemails to people that don't answer voicemails. I know it takes a while, but I still want results, you know what I mean?
I agree. And that's the only thing that we want. That's the bottom line. We want you to get, we're here to help. That's the bottom line as well. Because
I'm doing very well on Facebook, so I'm getting pretty much, I work with about 3 agents, and they give me a pretty good business, but I'm getting the rest all on Facebook from the stuff that I'm posting.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I did 3 inspections today. 2 of them were from Facebook. 1 was from one of the agents that I work with. I have 2 inspections tomorrow. They're both from Facebook. I have 2 inspections on Monday. They're both from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook, I know, is working pretty good for me. So if it's anything, I wouldn't mind, you know, doing a little more on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't really gotten anything from your ads on Facebook either.
I see.
Mostly people that see my stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I understand. But, if that's the case, we'll see what we can do on our end. And again, I'll go ahead and set everything up. And you did mention that for Facebook, do you want the Facebook ads to run as well for this month?
Yeah, so for example, like the stuff that I'm posting
is
getting a bunch of views. So I get...
I see.
Let me look at it right now. I'll tell you right now. So, notifications. So, like, it shows me, like, what my reels are doing, right? So, my reels are doing pretty well.
Okay.
So, my reels are getting, I'm getting people from the reels. I'm also getting people from my posts.
Mm-hmm.
So I know those are working, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I see.
Like, for example, I have this reel has like 500 views. This reel has 600 views. This one has 300 views. Stuff like that, you know what I mean?
I see. And all of those you're linking to, or are they being created from the business page, or do you have like a
separate... I'm doing it on both. I'm doing it on my regular Facebook page, and I'm doing it on my business.
Right. Okay.
So if you look into my Facebook business one, you'll see that I post exactly the same post.
I see. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah, because I think what I'm, because on the business page side of things, you only have 27 followers and 18 likes. And how about your personal profile on Facebook? How many followers do you have? How many friends do you have?
That's what I mean. Profile. I have 1,000 followers.
Mm.
And I have 240 following me.
I see. Right. Because I'm going through the reels as well. But I think the highest video that you have views wise for the reels is the 1,200 video. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the, which one was that?
Yeah, Facebook has been sending me money. Not a lot. I've been getting like $4, $6, $8 a month.
Right. Yeah, it does help too. Well, okay. So that's the thing with the Facebook ads. So the Facebook business page is clearly working in terms of the reels. Do you put any, let me just watch one real quick. Sorry. Right. Okay. So the thing that we need to work on then for the reels so that you would get more views on them, this would include on your profile, and on the business page would be the description when you're posting them. Because I'm looking at it, you only put new construction.
Right, I see what you mean. Yeah, I talk to them. Yeah,
right. So you need to make sure that you put more branding on there. So make sure that you put in Home Smart Inspections LLC on the video, on the reel. If you notice, if you go through some of the stuff that's being posted on Facebook or YouTube, especially the reels or the shorts, they put a lot of hashtags on there, like, especially on TikTok, like FYP, home, this is just some examples, like inspections, home inspections, homework, something like that.
I got you.
It doesn't really have to be hashtags exactly, but those also help in terms of being visible to more people. And also the length of the video, especially for the reels. For shorts, based on experience, 1 minute videos on shorts doesn't really do that well, or 1 minute over. So anything below 1 minute is best. So if you're going to make those videos, make them as short as possible, because people are really getting shorter, shorter and shorter attention. So yeah. So if you want to like fast, make it or edit it to make it move faster, like
I got you. Yeah.
So those videos really work well, especially on video. So.
Okay.
But yeah, those are just some examples. But nevertheless, we'll work on the things that we can work on. If you want to run the Facebook ads, we can go ahead and do that for this month as well. just so that we can, you know, see what we can do.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay. I'll have that run then for you. Okay. All right. So, all right. I think we're set. So I'll give you a call before February 13th, because that's when your billing is.
Okay.
Yeah, before Feb 13th, we'll see what where we're at. Hopefully we can get more information from Google, starting from there, or before that time comes. Okay?
Excellent. Okay.
All right. Anything else that I can help with?
No, I think we covered everything.
Great. Thank you very much for taking my call, David. You have a wonderful day now.
See you soon. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.